We want the temperature down to around 68 degrees is a good cool temperature. We want it dark. Have room darkening shades if you need. Also low light, not have big bright light, and electronics either turned off or turned down so that those lights aren't still flashing and blinking, and perhaps some mood music, and then meditation music, relaxation music, and also a properly fitted for us mattress and pillow.
You just mentioned electronics. A lot of us sleep with the cell phone on the nightstand. Is that a big no-no?
It doesn't have to be a big no-no, but if you're going to have that cell phone next to you, you want to turn it down so that if notifications do pop up, the light doesn't wake you up or alert you if it's on vibrate. So you want to perhaps put it on silent so it doesn't vibrate even when you get the notification. And keep in mind that if you set an alarm, the alarm will go off.
How do you get your children prepared for a good night's sleep?
You want to get your children prepared in a similar way. So take the time to make sure that their room is cool. Turn down the lights to be low or not bright lights in their room, and take some time to read with them. Kids enjoy that bonding time, and reading is a type of relaxation technique that works for a lot of adults and can definitely help with kids.
What happens if you sleep next to someone who snores? Is snoring a good thing or a not so good thing?
Well, snoring can certainly disrupt the sleep of your partner. So in some instances, if it's just normal snoring, meaning it's not a sleep disorder, it's not sleep apnea, it may mean that the partner has to sleep with hearing plugs in or sleep in a different room for getting that quality night's sleep.
How do you know that you're just someone who has a sleep disorder? What are some of the signs that you may have some sort of sleeping disorder?
So some signs can be certainly weight, because weight has often been shown to affect sleep apnea. If your partner ever can hear when you stop breathing for a certain number of seconds, or any number of seconds, if you have gone to sleep and got your 6 to 7 or 8 hours of sleep, but still wake up feeling groggy and just still really tired,